This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven at the hour. It's Friday, isn't it already? My heavens. First Friday of the month of December. And let's see, 3 weeks from today, Christmas will be over. Woohoo! It's the 6th. Oh, I do it because it gets that reaction from you more than anything else.
I just want to enjoy it. Enjoy the
moment.
Why
not? Yes, enjoy the moment. Okay, so we have lots of moments, actually, to enjoy together in this hour of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, enjoy her. Victoria Keelan, enjoy her. Kara Schillen, yep, enjoy everybody. Select one or all of us to enjoy. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on Nancy and Joe and Kamala. I have questions about Kamala. Joe did a pretty good job. Actually, both Joe and Nancy yesterday sort of took off after people. Did you think that was interesting, Jennifer? Ladies in general, did you think Nancy has a little starch? Joe's got a little starch? What do you think?
I'm not trying to be mean, but Nancy must have been nipping at the cooking sherry early in the day.
Jack Frost nipping at her nose. Is that
yeah.
It?
Yeah. So she had two interesting press conferences. First one is the one that's historic, and that was the one that happened about 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific, and that is when Nancy Pelosi took to a podium and said that she is ordering that the Judiciary Committee move forward on articles of impeachment, meaning that this is still moving on, that this will continue, and that most likely President Trump will be impeached in the next couple of weeks. Jerry Nadler has ordered his Judiciary Committee to stay in town over the weekend. They are working on redlining the document that Adam Schiff put together, 300 pages of a report basically laying out the evidence against President Trump. We don't know exactly what the charges will be yet, but most likely it will be abuse of power, which would include bribery, obstruction of justice, and obstruction of Congress. Those three things would be included in the articles. They may actually even put in some from the Mueller report, probably under the obstruction of justice heading. I don't know exactly how it'll look, but that's exactly what they're talking about. And it looks like the vote for the full Congress could happen as early as the week of December 16th, so not this coming week, but the week after that, so that it can happen before Christmas. The Senate says they're ready for it. President Trump said, bring it on, make it fast, let's get this over with. And so away we go towards impeachment in January. Now, you mentioned Joe Biden. Joe Biden also got a little salty, and he was on the road getting questioned about his son's role in Ukraine, and he took on someone in one of his campaign events. The two of them exchanged words. There was some debate over whether Joe Biden said facts or called the guy fat. There's a little dust up there. Later in the day for Nancy Pelosi, she came back and did her normal press conference, which is done every Thursday by the Speaker of the House. And as she was leaving the podium, one of the reporters said, "Do you hate President Trump?" And she went kind of ballistic. I mean, literally.
Yeah, she did.
She
and her
went
answer
back
was
to the
fabulous. I thought her answer, the word hate has no place. I don't, you know me, I say it all the time. I won't use that.
She walked right back to the podium, though, and started lecturing. I mean, she was already halfway home, and she came walking back.
What did she say? What was her response?
I was taught to not use the word hate, and I don't believe in that word, and I don't hate anyone, and I pray for President Trump every day. And she kind of,
and don't mess with me, she said.
Yeah, that was kind of the funny line. Don't mess with me about that.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing about
good
Biden, Victoria, and what the words were that exchanged there?
No, I missed everything. I was totally out of pocket yesterday, so no. What, I missed that one, too.
Well, that was, Jen, wasn't that like an 85-year-old guy was taking him to task about Hunter, and so then he was saying, "You're almost the same age as me. You're too old to run for president," and then he challenged him to a push-up contest.
Again, which is what he does.
Yeah. Well, if he's in shape, then why not?
Exactly. Joe Biden got the endorsement of John Kerry. That's not a surprise because they're colleagues from the Senate. That doesn't surprise me in the least. What does interest me, and I think it ought to interest everybody, the behind the scenes, the back door, back room deals. We talked yesterday about, or the day before, Kamala Harris is out. But she has raised $37 million. $10 million is still in the kitty. She said, we don't have enough money to continue. But when asked, well, I don't even know if there was a direct question. Somebody started looking into her financing or finances, at least as far as the campaign is concerned, trying to figure out what will be done with the $10 million.
And well, I know they still have to pay off quite a few people, like staffers and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know if that will cost $10
million.
$10 million.
Okay. I think it can stay in her kitty, though, can it?
Exactly.
And her Senate race.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Her Senate
yep.
race.
But that's not like
up.
An open slush fund for her to go shopping with, right?
Well,
that's,
it's
not supposed to be tracked and accounted
yeah.
for.
But she can do a lot of things with it. And so can others. The campaign finance.
I think she can give it to other kids. She can give it to other candidates. If someone were to make her the vice presidential candidate, that probably is something she could bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has a Senate race. I'm trying to figure out when we elect her. And I feel like she's not up for 2020, but she must be up in 2022.
What,
maybe.
In California?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Mayor Pete hasn't told the public exactly what he did at the consulting firm where he worked before. Why is that an issue? He worked for McKinsey & Company.
I don't know.
Worked at me. It was called McKinsey. Or it is called. He was there for 3 years, and nobody knows why what he did. I don't know.
Has anyone asked
really
what he did?
Issue?
Because I haven't.
Well, yeah, he has, and people say he's been dodging questions. Or reporters say you're dodging our questions. What did you do with the consultant?
Consultant?
Yeah, he was a consultant, but nobody knows what he was consulting, or at least he hasn't answered the question. We have plenty of experiences that show us how seeing the whole world in dollars and cents can be pretty harmful to vulnerable and poor people. He worked on what it was called the Revolving Door Project, apparently. He's been avoiding giving details on the people that were his clients and the assignments he had, saying
maybe
he
it was some of it's proprietary and he can't.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
right.
So.
But if that's the case, this is
a lot of consultants sign NDAs. That's
yeah.
not a big deal. I don't know if someone, that, to me, that's someone really reaching for a story there.
Yeah.
Because Mayor Pete is pretty clean.
Uh-huh.
The thing that's more interesting about that to me, or about Mayor Pete, is that a few of Obama's staffers came out and supported him and not Biden. So it's.
That's not a surprise. That's why Obama hasn't.
Yeah, I don't mean a surprise. I guess I mean kind of another. Yeah, I don't know. I think when they were together, people thought that they were best friends, and I don't know if it's just that Obama thinks that he shouldn't be running now or what. But it's kind of
Obama had a pretty diverse staff though, so you know he can't direct his former employees to endorse someone. I don't know that that's necessarily a commentary on how Obama himself.
Well, I guess
feels.
I just mean it's kind of interesting that maybe people would have thought that Obama and everyone in his group would support Biden, and none of them.
But you
have
know
come
what?
Up.
In the last election, everyone thought that people would go, that all of the Obama staffers would go and support Hillary. And I know, like, people who work on the digital team from the Obama administration, they all went and worked for Bernie, and that was kind of a slap in the face to Hillary because everyone just assumed that all of the staffers would want to go to Hillary. They all went to Bernie. That's why Bernie is all over social media and has had much more presence for the last four. 4 years maybe or more, because he has that the dream team that got Obama elected digitally, they all work for Bernie. So, and they helped AOC as well.
All right, so the reason that this has become an issue is because the Huffington Post doesn't like Mayor Pete because they want to see
Huffington Post
Warren.
Can suck it. I'm like so over the Huffington Post having an opinion on everything.
Well, they do, and
that's how I feel about the news media in general.
Yeah. So
they all
anyway,
have somebody they're rooting
the,
for.
This McKinsey outfit is pretty big. 30,000 employees. They do work all across the globe. Some of the questions have been about whether they're ethical or not. And in fact, there was disclosure this week about work that they have done on behalf of Trump's deportation efforts. They proposed that Immigration and Customs Enforcement save money. They're about when you hire a firm, it's usually to run your business or whatever more efficiently or to get a message out one or the other. Anyway, Customs is supposed to save money by cutting food, supervision, and medical care to immigrants. So the idea that the news media has criticized about how they're being taken care of apparently came from this McKinsey. I never heard of them before, even though they're that big. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Andrew Yang's campaign has had death threats. Why in the world would somebody be taking a shot literally at this guy?
That means he's doing something right. I'd apparently imagine all the campaigns that are serious have probably had death threats. Is that
you
right?
Think? No. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, anybody in public life, that's why so many people have to have, like, Secret Service protection.
Service. Yeah. Statement from the campaign, the candidate's safety and the safety of the public at large is our utmost priority. We'll continue to stay alert while following the guidance of law enforcement, taking necessary security measures. That's the campaign.
Yeah, because if he goes out in public and some wacko wants to shoot him, then the entire crowd is in danger. It's horrible.
Really is.
And I'd imagine this is something that's just totally opinion. I don't know anything of this to be fact, but I'd imagine of the candidates, a death threat against Andrew Yang is probably more serious than a death threat against Freudian slip, Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, because
why do you say that?
I actually would think that their security team is pretty tough since they've been doing this for a while. Mm-hmm. Andrew Yang is new to politics. He's just getting into it.
Citizen, yeah.
He's a private citizen. He doesn't have the probably that experience in what he needs to do to keep himself safe. You wouldn't expect it, but in politics, it's pretty much a part of regular life.
I think this thing with McKinsey, the more I dig around and look at it, this could be a liability for him because of the connection this company has to Trump and also to the way they've treated various, when they have worked for NGOs, the way they go out, this Beto O'Rourke, who is kind of a loose cannon, but he did say earlier on that this is somebody digging around and finding this comment from someplace. McKinsey needs to be held accountable for profiting on human misery, whatever the hell that means. But anyway, it's a multi-billion dollar corporation. Let's see, who else said whatever they said? They promote fraud across the globe. Anyway, disclosure.
I feel like we should all read this story in the next hour and then, you know, come back and actually talk about what it is, because at this point, I don't think any of us really know the details.
All right, well, here's something I know something about, and that's Power Swabs. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. Checks all the boxes. Takes less than 5 minutes a day to do it. It rehydrates your enamel. And it is not messy like the trays and the strips and all of that stuff. Yes, you will see results in 5 minutes. Real results, effective results, and the satisfaction guarantee. All of Power Swabs offer the money back guarantee after 30 days. If you haven't seen an improvement in your teeth, send back the product and you get your money back. Special deal for those of you who are intently listening to the GG. Say it again, Derek. What did I
do? What show is this? Am I in the right place?
Yes. The DJV program. Let's see what we're going to do for you. You can try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Christmas time. Look your best. Give this to people as a stocking stuffer. Any or all of the above. You're 40% off with the DJV code and then take $10 off. So the original price is $99. That's the retail price. You get it for $59.40, and then you take another $10 off. $10, 40% off. You know what? The best thing about this is it works. I don't really care about the price, although that's an enhancement. 800-208-1797. Now is the time to take action. Now is the time to get that bright smile back. 800-208-1797. And now is the time to save money using Power Swabs to fix up your teeth for the holidays. 800-208-1797.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
At the hour on the DJV program this Friday with Jen, Jen, and Victoria, Kara, Doug, you. This is Kid Rock, a Kid Rock-owned restaurant in Detroit's Little Caesars Arena, closing once its licensing agreement expires next spring. The severing of ties between Kid Rock and the holding company that owns it came after a video surfaced showing Kid Rock ranting against Oprah. Kid Rock's Made in Detroit opened in 2017 in the Little Caesars Arena, which is home to the Red Wings and the Detroit Pistons. The holding company said in a statement that its venues are open, inviting, inclusive, and respectful to all. There's a cell phone video that TMZ has showing Kid Rock on stage last month at his steakhouse in Nashville, using graphic language to convey his dislike of Oprah and Joy Behar, one of the hosts of The View. The video later shows Rock, who appeared to be sitting on the edge of the stage, being lifted up by security or police officers. Some viewed his rant as racist, including the Reverend Charles Williams, who's the president of the National Action Network's Michigan chapter. He called Rock's behavior unacceptable, saying that he adds, he says he represents Detroit, but yet he uses this rant to throw belligerent statements toward Oprah. She doesn't deserve some low-life racist punk rock star making these types of statements toward her and toward this community. That's why we say good riddance. Kid Rock also has been criticized in past years for displaying the Confederate flag on stage. So, you know,
apparently he was pretty drunk when he was on this rant.
He's a reprobate.
Against Oprah.
He's always been a reprobate.
I've always thought he was just such a low life.
Oh, that all may be true, because I don't think he pretends to be a high life. I mean, you just look at him and you go, ew.
No.
But.
Yeah. Dirty.
But I just think he's scum.
Think about what he said about Oprah. If that's true, that's funny that to get on her show, you'd have to say the top five things that you liked about Oprah.
I actually don't think that's true at all.
I don't know. I think it's pretty funny if it is.
Maybe funny.
The thing that's silly is that now he's going to lose this restaurant. And what impact does he have on Oprah's life? None at all. Like, Oprah's totally fine without him. And he's sitting there ranting about someone
I don't think he was trying to take her down. He was probably just thinking he was telling a funny story. Mm.
All right.
Jen's the only one who excuses it.
I don't excuse it. I just think it's I think we live in such a weird time right now. All I can do is
the other side of it is you can't say anything, even if you are reprobating an a-hole like he is.
Yeah, he has the right to say whatever he wants about
Oprah. Right, and I suppose they have the right to respond.
Not do business with him.
Open it up the store somewhere else. All right, next up, Taylor Swift has a new Christmas song. What's the story with this there, Victoria?
Yeah, she dropped it last night, and apparently she's been teasing that she had written this Christmas song called Christmas Tree Farm, and so her fans have been eagerly awaiting. But she actually said that she grew up on an actual Christmas tree farm called Pine Ridge Farm in Pennsylvania. So it's kind of cool, and the video is really cute. It's all home footage of her and her brother at Christmas time. It's very, very sweet.
Very sweet. Oftentimes, I think people say different things about Taylor Swift. Very sweet would be okay. Nothing. She's established herself, has the credibility. She's worked hard to this point, and she's still young and very smart. She works. She knows how to work the street, if you will, for her own benefit, and that's good. Good business head. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law. So I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The facts and the Constitution give us no choice but to impeach. Move forward with impeachment of the president.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying yesterday that the House Judiciary Committee will continue with the impeachment inquiry, starting to draft formal articles of impeachment now.
Now, President Trump in a tweet saying, "I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business."
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. All three crew members in yesterday's Minnesota Army National Guard helicopter crash are dead. The UH-60 Blackhawk went down south of St. Cloud. The IDs of the victims have not been released yet. Officials lost contact with the chopper while it was out on a maintenance test flight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The hour here on the DJV program for Friday, December the 6th. Tomorrow is the 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. We all ought to be thinking about that, at least maybe in the back of our mind, if not in the forefront of our mind, and what that was all about and what it was all about. Beginning of a soap opera there, it sounds like.
My phone just did something very weird.
What was that?
My phone started playing a song. It started playing a Christmas song. Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you.
My phone likes to do that to cheer me up.
Your phone's excited about Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah. All right. There are some farm conversations that need to be had. This is, you know, I am very close to the farm community. I'm part of it, I guess, is the American Family Farmer Show podcast. Brings information to farmers all around the country. Farm, food, family, those are the things that we focus on the podcast. And certainly the plight of the farmer, what's going on, the stress level that's building and building and building because of the trade wars, because of where the money is going. It isn't
not going.
The farm. Yeah, I know. It's getting, everybody knows it now. pretty much everybody. Anybody?
I don't know. I don't know if they do, really.
Really? No.
I don't know. I feel like we talk about it here, but I don't know that that's national news. And even the candidates aren't talking about farms and farm issues. Mayor Pete is, and I think that that's probably a big reason why he had such a surge in Iowa. But it's not on the tip of everyone's tongue, and it should be.
Right, sure should be, because it's your money. $16 billion so far going to people who have Park Avenue addresses in New York and Ocean Avenue addresses in Palm Beach. I don't think there are too many farms on Park Avenue, and there sure as hell aren't any on Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach.
As a New Yorker, I can tell you zero.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Few trees, right, so that's about it.
Now, as a result of the situation, very interesting, the three major, well, the two major farm organizations plus the largest farm bank have gotten together. What are they going to do, Victoria?
Well, recognizing, of course, the high levels of stress that's affecting America's farmers and ranchers right now, Farm Credit and American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union, the three of them, have all partnered on a new program to train people who interact with farmers and ranchers to recognize signs of stress and then offer help. So this is based on the Farm Stress Program from Michigan State University, and it was developed for the U.S. Department of Agriculture for the Farm Service Agency. And it's a combination of online and in-person training. It will provide those new participants with skills to understand the sources of stress for the farmers. They'll learn the warning signs of stress and suicide. As we know, we have talked about this a lot, and on the farm show, suicide with farmers is incredibly high.
Yeah.
The rates of suicide are just inexcusable. And so these people are now going to be trained to come up with communication strategies, reduce the stigma related to mental health concerns, which is also something that the farm community in very rural areas, sometimes they don't have access to mental health help, and they don't have access to a therapist, or sometimes internet is even spotty. And we've also talked about that from a tech standpoint, that rural America is really getting the shaft with this net neutrality, the neutrality repeal, and that it's really slanted against rural America, which is where the farming community is. So even if they want to do online therapy, it's sometimes not even an option. And so this new program they're really trying to have more of a hands-on approach. And Wednesday, December 11th at 11:45 a.m., they're going to do a press conference, and this will be streamed live, and you can watch this through Michigan State University. The American Farm Bureau is going to have it. Farm Credit will also do it. I'm assuming the National Farmers Union will have some sort of of people being able to watch this too. And a bunch of representatives from Congress. Colin Peterson, who's a Democrat from Minnesota, he's the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee. He'll be there, along with some other representatives from Georgia and Arkansas and Kansas, amongst other guests who will be talking about this issue. And, you know, it's one of those things, like, we talk about this too. This is where government should be helping, and unfortunately, government did nothing.
It's spending billions of dollars given to people and families that are friends of Sonny Perdue. I'm not even sure. I think I said this on the farm show this week that Trump even really knows what's going on here. I think Perdue has hoodwinked him into, you know, because he doesn't really have an affinity for it, and I'm not sure he really even cares. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. It just, he doesn't care because there are a lot of other things that for him are more important.
Yeah.
It's not top of mind. So in the meantime, Purdue's getting away.
He's handed a big chunk of money to the farmers. He may not know where it's ending up.
Helping our family. No, he isn't helping but the family. I told you, I got $89 out of it. That was what out of the $16 billion, and a lot of people that are my size, a little bit bigger, smaller. I mean, why bother, even? It's an insult, especially when you look at $250,000 checks going, in some cases, to six members of the same family who happen to have stock in a hedge fund that is invested in certain commodities that are traded in Chicago. That's it. That's their connection to agriculture. Why the hell are they getting a dime? And that's the kind of thing that really sets, that's what, that bad management and the obvious flagrant violations of the public trust that are going on, just, it's not acceptable isn't strong enough. It's damnable. And
you know, and you know what? There's a word we would use if this was if you describe that same scenario in another country, we would say that is so corrupt. That's what we would call it in
it
any
corrupt.
Other country.
Yeah, it's corrupt. And the
welcome. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jennifer. No, go ahead.
Oh, no. Just when we're talking about how out of touch the government is, I was going to go into my little story about what's happening in California right now. But so finish up, because this one will blow your
mind.
Well,
all I did was look at the stats are among suicides of adults, number one group are veterans, and number two, farmers. And then number three are kids, high school
teens,
kids.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah, that's number three on the list. Farmers two, vets one. What a disgrace for our country. It really is a disgrace. And people who say, you can't cover this stuff up. And this is, we consider ourselves a progressive society. Not with those kind of stats, we aren't. All right, so Jen, what do you have?
All right, so there is a California farmer who is now fighting the government. Get this. The government is telling this guy he can no longer farm his land in California because they say that dirt is a pollutant.
That is what the EPA has said.
Is his dirt contaminated?
No. This is in California where there's the Clean Water Act that the environmentalists in San Francisco have been, in Sacramento, have been pushing. So this farmer's name is Jack LaPant, and he was told that he could be in violation of the Clean Water Act for farming on his own land. That's because the law includes a clear exemption for normal farming activities, but it's also because the government officials LaPant consulted didn't view overturned dirt that has been tilled and plowed as pollution. Back in 2016, he consulted with the Army Corps of Engineers, which administers the Clean Water Act with the EPA. They began legal action against LaPant for plowing that he did back in 2011 on his wheat. He was plowing wheat on a ranch property he owned in Northern California. In March 2012, LaPant had sold the property, which was in Tehama County. It's near Red Bluff, if you know where that is. It's up north. Before plowing his field to plant wheat, LaPant talked in person with the Farm Service Agency in California, which is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He said all of the government officials that he spoke with, and they have all been deposed. They have never once, he said, suggested I go meet with the Army Corps of Engineers. He asked them if it was okay to take this piece of land and grow wheat, and they all said it was okay. Even today, he said, you can go into these offices and they will not tell a farmer that he needs to go and see the Army Corps to farm on his own land. He said it makes no sense and the Department of Agriculture doesn't understand any of it. He said they're talking about the same with the federal government. He also recalls visiting four different government folks with expertise in soil conservation, which he was researching in the history of the farm. They all gave him the same answer. They said, if you want to plant wheat, go ahead. Same way it's been planted in the past. But after he sold the property to a company called Duarte Nursery, which is a family-owned nursery operation in that area, they encountered the same problems with the Army Corps of Engineers, saying that dirt is a contaminant and that you can't actually till your land if you are a property owner
this
here.
This country
so
is so...
What is going on? I mean, this blew my mind.
Is we've got a lot of kids. The same story I told you on Monday about the farmer up in Vermont, 76 years old, been milking cows since he was 8 years old on his own farm, third generation farmer, 250 cows. Some 26-year-old kid from the State Environmental Protection Agency came to his farm last Friday and told him how to spread manure. And at that point, he went bananas. He'd been shut off because of the Dean Foods thing, found another place for his milk to go, and he said, you know what, this country doesn't want my milk. This country doesn't want me to farm. This country doesn't appreciate farmers. They don't appreciate it. And these kids don't. They don't have any clue. They go to some college. They learn like Cornell or the SUNY colleges in New York, and they come out and they have the theoretical, this is how we fix all these problems stuff, and they're allowed to have some power. And so they go and they're messing up the food supply in this country like you wouldn't believe. Plus, we're letting the Chinese buy up the sausage, the pork producers, tuna producers, and now they're trying to buy up all of the sources of chicken being produced in this country. I mean, you got to be nuts, and nobody's paying attention. Who's paying off who here to get this and wait for a few years and see what kind of, you think the quality of their food now and all the recalls with the salmonella, listeria, and E. coli, you think that's a big problem now? Wait a few years until all of these outfits become bigger, less accountable, do what they want, and people will be dying left and right. Just, that's the way, it's like we're a third world country. when it comes to this stuff.
It's just crazy.
Yep.
It is. Okay, today's St. Nicholas Day, popular minor Christian saint in Western and Eastern churches. The 4th century, he was a bishop in the Greek town of Myra, near what is the coastal area of Turkey. It's a city called Demir, I think that's how you pronounce it. He was imprisoned for his beliefs by the Roman Emperor Diocletian. He was freed by Constantine the Great. There are a lot of legends that say he performed miracles for the poor, known for giving gifts and putting coins in people's shoes. St. Nicholas was buried in his church, and over the next few centuries, pilgrims began coming and sort of made a shrine out of it. In 1087, his remains were stolen and taken to Italy. This increased his popularity in Europe, and the city where he was taken, Bari, became a popular pilgrimage site. His popularity continued to rise during the Middle Ages. He's become the patron saint of a lot of places and people. In the 7th century, the Dutch brought the St. Nicholas traditions of leaving toys and coins and shoes to New Amsterdam, which is New York today. Some of the Dutch descendants in America also celebrate St. Nicholas Day today. So, jolly old St. Nicholas, if you don't know the background, why Kris Kringle, their names, various names of Santa Claus, great stories with all of them, and this is the story of St. Nicholas.
My favorite is like the is Santa's evil nemesis, Krumpus. Have you ever heard about him?
No, I haven't.
He's the one
Krumpus
who...
Krumpus is a bad dude.
Yeah, Krumpus is bad. He's basically bad like Santa Grinch? From Germany. And yeah, and instead of like leaving, I don't know, there are a lot of myths and things that go along with it, but instead of leaving toys and stuff, he basically like kidnaps kids. Like, it's horrible.
Great. All right.
Leave it to the Germans.
Jennifer, what are you... Yeah, right.
Always upbeat. The
Nazi Santa Claus.
Right.
All right. So, Jennifer, what do we have for television tonight?
We have, a couple of reminders because it is the weekend. So, Sunday, Supergirl, if you're a fan of the CW, they're doing a crossover event. So, they're bringing in all their superheroes from all of their Arrow and DC Legends of Tomorrow. All of their shows will be in one place. That's on Supergirl on the CW at 8 o'clock. Just kind of fun to note if you're a fan of that. Tonight on television, you'll get the premiere of the Lifetime movie, A Storybook Christmas. This stars Jake Epstein, who is in Suits, and Ellie Liebert. And you can check out Mistletoe and Menorahs on Saturday, along with Christmas in Dollywood. That's all coming up on Lifetime, which you know I'll be watching that one. The CW tonight, mid-season finale of Dynasty. You can check that one out. Hawaii Five-O is new tonight on CBS, followed by Magnum PI and Blue Bloods. Charmed is new tonight. Then you'll get that fall finale of Dynasty. Friday Night Smackdown is new tonight on Fox as well. And for you Gold Rush fans, Discovery has a new episode of Gold Rush Pay Dirt. That's at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Yep. Today and tomorrow and the next day and the day after that, it'll be important for you to keep yourself flexible and in shape. Want to have a lot of fun during Christmas season. Keep yourself active. If you got achy joints, go to achefree.live, achefree.live, and get yourself some Joint Formula 14. A lot of DJV listeners have found that ache relief comes very simply using Joint Formula 14. And if you go to achefree.live, use the DJV code, you can get a special buy one, you get one free. The bottom line here is you get rid of your aches and pains in 14 days or your money back. Brand new all-natural formula from Joint Formula 14. Find out about what they have for pets as well. All-natural way to get rid of aches and pains at achefree.live. Buy the special product with the DJV code.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 1.375% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Oh, the open road!
And this Is Peter off his motorcycle?
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle?
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On?
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
After the hour, special time of the week when we go back over the top technology stories of the week, top five items, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan. We start at number five, moving our way to number one. The Justice Department has updated their drone policy. To what effect or impact, Victoria?
Well, the new policy is actually an update from the 2015 policy guidance, and so it has a lot of the same language and regulations. There are a few key additions, though, addressing concerns about cybersecurity and privacy, which is a big deal. The new version of the policy indicates that the Department of Justice will be coordinating with the FAA around access to airspace, including working on a plan for air traffic support, which is important. The new policy also has, essentially, they've grounded all 800 of the drones right now because so many of the parts were made in China. And until they can fully do an investigation to see if there's any spying tech inside those drones that were made in China, that's really what this is about. And so the Interior Department has 800 drones, and those are used for, they fight forest fires, they examine damage to land, they monitor the dams and bridges around the country, they observe endangered species to do head counts and things like that. And so obviously, if you have, especially with infrastructure, with dams and roads and bridges, if you've got any information that might be sensitive, obviously we don't want the Chinese government knowing about that. And so they are concerned about China stealing trade secrets as well. And so that's why they've grounded those drones until they can figure it out further.
Number four, the first cell phone detection cameras have been rolled out. What's this going to do?
Yeah, this is probably going to be heading to us pretty soon. So in Australia, in the district that's called New South Wales, they've rolled out high-definition cameras that are designed to catch drivers using cell phones behind the wheel. Now, you can be on the phone, which is similar to the law here, if you're using a Bluetooth speaker or a Bluetooth, like, earpiece. But this is actually catching people texting and driving, and it's big fines, over several hundred dollars, $450 if if you're in a school zone, penalty points on your license, things like that. They said that they've already caught more than 100,000 drivers illegally using a phone at the wheel. And they also say that the road fatalities are, they want to cut it by 30% in 2021 because that is such a huge cause of road fatalities, as it is here in the States. And I'm sure that's going to be something that we'll be seeing soon. We already have red light cameras. Why not have, you know, cell phone detection cameras, too?
There you go. Number three, here's an update on the FBI's smart TV warning. This is something that's been around now for a couple of weeks. Very important. Listen to this.
Yeah, this is important. And the originally their warning really fell on deaf ears. It was confusing and essentially made people feel like they needed to throw out their smart TV. It's totally not that. Essentially, what they're letting you know is, if you have a smart TV, and it's that means it's hooked up to the internet, you have to make sure that you keep your software on the TV up to date. Most people hang a TV on the wall and they never do a software update. There are lots of security measures that are included in those updates. It's really important to make sure that you always keep your software up to date. And again, I tell this to everybody of all ages. If you are older and maybe your grandkids or your kids got you the TV and you're not really sure, just ask someone for help and make sure that you have everything up to date, because so many people don't do that. And that's where your data can be stolen, sold to China. We already know that Vizio is openly doing that. They're spying on you and they're selling your stuff. Now, if you have a camera on your TV, which a lot of new ones do, and you're not using it for gaming, you may want to put a little piece of tape over that so people can't hack into your TV, and literally they could film you from the other side of the camera. So if it's in your bedroom, you want to keep some privacy. So just put a little piece of tape, just like you would on your laptop.
Number two, Instagram asking new users to provide what?
Yeah, Instagram wants new users to put their birth dates in when they're making a new account. And the reason for this is because they're really going after kids. Users have to be 13 or older to join Instagram. And so they're requiring now that kids put in their birth dates because they want to make sure that they're not seeing anything that's not age appropriate. So right now, Instagram has been really ridiculed for allowing kids to basically see all kinds of content. And it can be liquor ads, tobacco ads, whatever it is. And so Instagram's making the first step into trying to crack down on that.
All right, number one, this is something.
No, this is definitely the most talked about story of the week, for sure. Peloton.
Yeah,
Peloton, which of course is the at-home stationary bike that is connected to a live class for spin class. This new holiday ad has gotten a lot of people really buzzing in a negative way for being sexist and classist. And so it's taken a big hit on Peloton's stock. They lost $942 million in a single day. So marketing is important.
Sure is. All right, there they are, the top five items this week from the world of technology. Thanks to Victoria for being here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.